What I'd like to do today is to recognize the auspiciousness of the relationship between Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra and his dear devotees. I've chosen a verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 13, text number 1, and I'll just read it and then give the translation. Sajiyat Krishna Chaitanya Sri Ratadre Nanartaya Yena Sri Jagatam Chitram Jagannathopi Vishvita. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who danced in front of the car of Sri Jagannath, be all glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. Om Agyana Timurandasha Ananjana Salakaya Chakshurunay Tamyena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So as I said, this evening I wanted to just explore the relationship between this Rath Yatra festival and Lord Chaitanya's movement. There's a very close connection between these two. And I wanted to highlight that by pointing out some of the special characteristics of the Rath Yatra festival and those that celebrate it. It's auspicious, as I mentioned, because it's almost like today is a rebirth of Jagannath Rath Yatra. Last year there were so many cancellations. Was there any festival last year? No festival. Oh, Gasparilla Parade. Well, anything goes there, so you didn't have to worry about mass. Anyway, the Rath Yatra season, and we refer to it as season here in this yatra because there are so many Rath Yatras that take place. But all over the world, Rath Yatras were canceled. Did they have the Rath Yatra in Puri last year? Small. So even the festival that's been going on for thousands of years was affected by the pandemic, and they had to have a small one. So this year, as we sit here and gaze at Lord Jagannath with Balaram, Lady Subhadra, we're taking part in an auspicious rebirth of Rath Yatra. Granted, it may be small, but temples around America, at least, are planning for an expanded festival than they had last year. I believe in Dallas today, they're having a Rath Yatra around the temple. And New York, Rath Yatra, which is usually in these first few weeks of June. Next Saturday, they're having the Rath Yatra there. So it's an auspicious time for the world when Lord Jagannath comes out of his temple and gives darshan to the devotees and encourages everyone to chant and dance in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. As I say, there's a close relationship between the Gaudiya Vaishnavas and the Jagannath Rath Yatra. And it's not just based on theology that Jagannath is Lord of the universe. It's not just based on the different religious customs which go along with worshiping Jagannath, including his mercifulness. Prabhupada commented that Jagannath should be there at the Gurukula because he's very merciful. But it's more than that. There's actually a connection with the expansion of Lord Chaitanya's movement and the Rath Yatra festival. You know that prior to the Lord's taking sannyas, in Navadvipa, in Mayapur, the devotees would gather either at the home of Srivas Thakur, Advaitacharya, and they would have kirtan all night long, chanting and dancing the holy name of the Lord. Basically, this was the extent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement at that time. The devotees would gather at Srivas's house and chant together. But then the Lord took sannyas, and he decided to take up his residence at Jagannath Puri. In doing so, he opened the opportunity for the Sankirtan movement to spread. It's not like at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was in Mayapur before taking sannyas, that there was a big Krishna consciousness movement, or that hundreds and thousands of people were chanting and dancing with the Lord. It was a very small group of dedicated devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And of course we know the Lord's desire is to spread it all over, unlimitedly, all throughout the world. So how did that happen? What aided that development, that growth? Well, we can look directly to Rathyatra as one of the aids that helped expand Gaudiya Vaishnavism, expand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement from the time when it began at Srivasanga in Mayapur. Just think about the history of what happened. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Mayapur, and the devotees were heartbroken when he left Mayapur, and they wanted to see him every year. So what occasion gave them the opportunity to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every year? Can anybody say? Rathyatra. The devotees every year would travel by walking all the way from Bengal to Orissa, to Puri, for the Rathyatra. And not only did they walk there, which must have taken them, now we were looking earlier today to try to find out how long it took them to walk. I know they stayed, when they got to Puri, they stayed with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and again chanted and danced with him, just like they did at Srivasanga. And they stayed for 2 to 3 months doing that before walking back. So how long did it take them to walk? Does anybody know?
1 month.
So Shivananda is saying, let all the Vaishnavas, for 1 month, walking from Bengal to Jagannath Puri. And as a result of that, and what were they walking for? They were walking for attending the Rathyatra festival. That festival gave them the opportunity to be again with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they took full advantage by walking a month to be there with him and staying 2 to 3 months afterwards. But due to the Rathyatra, due to the devotees coming to Puri for Rathyatra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement expanded steadily. What are some of the things that happened in connection with the Rathyatra that spread and developed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement? Well, first of all, there was the king, Maharaj Prataparudra. When the devotees from Bengal first came for Rathyatra, King Prataparudra was on the rooftop with Gopinathacharya. With Gopinathacharya, and they were looking at the Vaishnavas coming, and he was so impressed with these devotees that he wanted to become a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Now, we all know that if the head of a nation, the king or the president or whoever, took up Krishna consciousness, it would spread like wildfire among the people. And so, by coming to Rathyatra, the devotees took part in an event that helps Maharaj Prataparudra become a devotee and helps spread Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement throughout his kingdom. So that was a direct result of the devotees traveling for Rathyatra, a direct impact of the festival of Rathyatra on spreading Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. What else happened there? Well, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya became a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You recall there's a funny kind of discussion, philosophical discussion between Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and some of the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who came for Rath Yatra. And Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, who was skeptical at first, became transformed, became a devotee of the Lord, and he was the biggest scholar of his day. So he had the political leader and the philosophical leader, the head Brahmin, becoming devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply because the devotees from Mayapur walked a month to attend the Rath Yatra festival in Puri. Now, of course, other things happened when the devotees from Bengal came for Rath Yatra, most notable of which was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu planned out how the movement would spread elsewhere. Nityananda Prabhu would come every year with the devotees. But one year, Lord Chaitanya called him aside and said, "I want to talk with you confidentially." And so when he talked to him, no one could understand what they said. They were together. But the presumption is that the concern was, if you come here every year, if you stay here in Puri, if you come for the Rath Yatra every year, then what will happen to the preaching in Bengal? So he, at the Rath Yatra festival time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityananda Prabhu, "Don't come every year to the Rath Yatra, but rather stay in Bengal and spread the teachings there." Again, we're looking at the very infancy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement and how it's growing step by step. It's not like everyone was devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the countryside in India, but the Lord planned it out step by step, and Rath Yatra played a very key part of that development. Of course, festivals are one of the methods by which we engage in devotional service. It's one of the 64 items of devotional service. But festivals also are very enjoyable. They're fun. They're full of bliss, chanting, dancing, and particularly feasting. So all festivals have the potential to expand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. And we see that also with the Kaittiri festival that was held by devotees a couple of generations after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he left this world, there was the movement needed to be established in certain ways, and it hadn't been established. And so Narottam Das Thakur and others planned this Kaittiri festival at which they could do several things to put the expansion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement on strong footing. Actually, it was the first significant gathering of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, this Kaittiri festival, after the disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So at that festival, the devotees met and they made plans to solidify the theology of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And they planned how preaching could expand. They introduced new methods of kirtan. And they established temples with deities of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Festivals are opportunities to do this. We can think back right here in our own community of the festivals that surrounded the installation of Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar and Sri Sri Krishna Balaram. They were large festivals. In addition to starting the daily puja, the Nitya Seva of the deities. And so festivals in Krishna consciousness have several purposes, and we see that how they played out, both using Rath Yatra and this Kaittiri festival to push forward the expansion of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Actually, this is the same type of mood is going on even today with ISKCON. ISKCON has developed surrounding particularly the Rath Yatra festival. If we look at the historical moments in the development of Krishna Conscious Movement, Hare Krishna Society, they're closely connected with Rath Yatra. When the devotees held Rath Yatra in San Francisco the first couple of years, they were mainly the San Francisco devotees that took part. But as the years went by, I think it was probably in 1970, the festival of Rath Yatra in San Francisco, Golden Gate Park, became the first gathering of devotees of ISKCON from around the United States. Devotees traveled from other places to be there at that festival. That festival gave the opportunity for the devotees to come together for his first significant gathering of devotees in the Hare Krishna movement. So that's one first that Rath Yatra afforded and facilitated for ISKCON and Prabhupada's movement. Another one was that the first ISKCON saint was produced by Rath Yatra. We know that Jayananda Prabhu Ki. The first ISKCON saint was produced out of Rath Yatra festival. We all know the stories of how he worked tirelessly and selflessly to put on that festival. For what reasons? None other than to glorify Chaitanya, Lord Jagannath, and to please Srila Prabhupada. So many other devotees, actually. I just found this out at the last few couple weeks ago when we were celebrating Jayananda's disappearance day, that he engaged Jayapataka Swami first. That's his first contact. Look at all the preaching Jayapataka Swami's done around the world today. And it stems back to a Rath Yatra festival. I think you can understand the potency of Rath Yatra and how it's developing. So the first saint in ISKCON was produced by Rath Yatra. At Rath Yatra, the first big book distribution took place. The devotees were gathering for Rath Yatra, and those devotees that worked with ISKCON Press had been working tirelessly to get the Krishna book that we know, the big silver Krishna book with the red letters. They were working tirelessly to get this book finished. It was being printed in Japan. And so there was some question whether it would be ready in time for the Rath Yatra festival. Somehow or another, it was done by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And they brought that book and gave it to Prabhupada at the Rath Yatra time. And Prabhupada became the first distributor of a maha big book, the Krishna book, by selling the copies they first gave him. When you're doing a print run, they give you a few print copies, samples, so to speak, advanced of the main run of the publishing. So that's what Prabhupada got, and he immediately sold it to a devotee. This all happened due to the Rath Yatra festival being the impetus for bringing everything together. During the 1970s, Rath Yatra was a way in which temple presidents could attract Srila Prabhupada to come and visit their temple. Many temples, as they developed, they wanted to also get Prabhupada to come and visit them for Rath Yatra and visit their temples. And Rath Yatra was a key element in offering the invitation to Srila Prabhupada. Please come to our temple. We have Rath Yatra on such and such date. I know Philadelphia Temple invited Srila Prabhupada like that, and he came. Chicago Temple invited Srila Prabhupada, and he came. We're going to get to London, because London's special. But this is a way, all the temples are special, we don't mean to say, but Rathiatra was a key attractive feature. Of course, we didn't talk in the beginning about how Prabhupada had an attraction for Jagannath Rathiatra from the time he was a small boy, and how he, when the devotees discovered Lord Jagannath, how he immediately offered his obeisances all around the Rathiatra festival. So let's talk about London, because London has some special significance in terms of Rathiatra. Actually, there's a couple of London Rathiatras, I do believe. There was one London Rathiatra that Srila Prabhupada was in Melbourne, Australia, and he flew all the way from Melbourne, Australia, where he attended Rathiatra, by the way. He flew a long flight halfway around the world to be in London at the time of the London Rathiatra, to be there for that. And he did this at great expense of his health. Actually, if you watch that video, there's a video of Prabhupada dancing at Rathiatra, the whole route, 74. Prabhupada was dancing the whole route. And you can see, if you watch the video, at the end, he expended so much energy that he sort of stumbled a bit when he was going up the steps. You know how you're tired, sometimes your legs and your feet drag a bit. He exerted himself in Rathiatra in such a way for the whole, dancing the whole parade, that you could obviously see he was tired. So what made him do that? Love for Lord Jagannath, love for the Rathiatra festival. And of course, I'm not sure whether it was 74, but there was an article in the London paper, Rathiatra cart rivals Nelson's column. I mean, the British Nelson's column, these things are sacrosanct. And yet the Rathiatra cart, as tall as it was compared to Nelson's column in a very favorable way. Again, these instances help spread Krishna consciousness very quickly and elaborately. And then finally, but we couldn't be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about the Rathiatra Festival in 1976 in New York City. 1976, Prabhupada came to New York City alone, with no money, and as he described himself, a beggar. He came to New York like that in 1965. 11 years later, Srila Prabhupada, surrounded by thousands of disciples and well-wishers, triumphantly rode on the Rathiatra cart down Fifth Avenue, which he called, and as we all may know, or if we're from New York, we certainly believe, that Fifth Avenue is the most important street in the world. And so Srila Prabhupada took the Rathiatra cart and he rode on it down Fifth Avenue in New York. What could be more a crowning achievement for Srila Prabhupada, who came to this country, came to New York, just 11 years earlier with nothing, no followers, no money, nothing. Obviously, the hand of Krishna is involved here in spreading the Krishna consciousness movement, because there are still to this very day devotees who attended that 76 Rathiatra, who have dedicated every minute of their life since that time to the present in further expanding the Krishna consciousness movement. And one of the most important tools in doing that is this Rathiatra festivals. So as we participate in the festival, we should keep that in mind, that Lord Jagannath is very merciful. And he's come to America. He's come to all of us to give us the opportunity to participate in this ever-expanding Krishna consciousness movement. And we're very, very fortunate here that we have a team of very dedicated devotees who each year put on several Rath Yatras. I can't keep track of them. There's so many new ones every year. But how many? What's the total? 12 or 14 Rath Yatras that are done by our team of devotees based here in Alachua. That's right. That's right. Rath Yatra has a very, very close connection with spreading Krishna consciousness and giving people the opportunity to chant and dance and feast. So as we participate in the coming months in the Rath Yatra season, as it develops, I'm sure they're still working very hard to make it happen. We should take part in it and understand the history of Rath Yatra and the expansion of the Hare Krishna movement. They go hand in hand. So we'll end there as the Snan Yatra is getting ready to start. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. First of all, thank you to Sresha Prabhu, because he was the force behind us to put this Rath Yatras here in Florida. So give a big hands, please. He was the